heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Carol, how we doing?
Ask me that in like 15 minutes.
Good. We're in for here. So what's up with you and Vince? Y'all hit up Galveston, you said?
Yeah. Okay. So how soon should you travel with someone? Keep in mind, I've known him for a while. We've probably been hooking up for maybe like a month.
Okay.
So is this, I don't know, is it like a good idea? Is it a bad idea? How do you go about this?
Well, okay, so good idea, bad idea. I mean, look.
It's come up before.
It has, and I wouldn't ever say, like, it's always a bad idea, but, like, situationally. What was the trip? Like, why were y'all headed out there?
Okay, so one of my friends is turning 30, and her parents are, how do you say this? They're loaded.
Nice.
So they have this, like, kick beach house, and, you know, I thought it's going to be a girls' trip. But it turns out everyone's bringing their boyfriends, and I'm still kind of like, I don't know if I should invite Vince. We've only been dating a month. Mm. But then I start to think that, like, oh, I don't want to be like the sad single friend. Mm. So I just kind of go through with it, and I invite him.
Okay, so now in hindsight, you're thinking this was...
It was, in fact, a bad idea.
Yeah.
You wish you hadn't, or no, or what?
Yeah, I feel like I should have maybe gone with the sad single girl option because, like, I don't know. It just clearly didn't really work out the way I was hoping.
All right. So what was the problem? Did he just not gel with the group? Or, I mean, does he hate the beach? Like, what's...
No. Okay. No, okay. So he knows everyone. Like, it's cool. Everybody's cool with each other. But, like, I know this about myself. When I'm on the road, I'm very particular, okay? And I think that he just wasn't ready to see that part of me.
Yeah.
Well, why? How bad
is it? I'm just really specific. Like, I know what I like.
Okay.
Like, when I leave the house, I have, like, certain things I need to do to be comfortable. I can, like, just, I don't know. Like I said, I can be really particular. So if, like, things aren't going my way, and it's not like I'm, like, trying to be a... It's just that I'm not my usual, like, bubbly self when I'm on the road, okay?
It could be misinterpreted.
Totally.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Or what did?
Yeah. So, like, he wants to drive, and I just feel like his driving leaves a lot to be desired. And for whatever reason, he's, like, the only guy I know, okay? He's the only guy I know that wants to drive at, like, the actual speed limit when the highway is, like, 65 miles per hour, like, actually going 65 the whole time.
Stop it.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm just like, you could go 66. It's okay to go.
Look, he's not the only one that does that, okay? Like, that's not.
Again, you don't even get there. But
Okay. But also, like, he eats when he drives, and I hate that. And, like, there's just, like, crumbs everywhere. And, like, his stuff was just all over the bathroom where we were staying, where we were sharing. It's, like, gross guy stuff. And, like, I don't know. It's just, like, everything was getting on my nerves. And I know he was picking up on that. And, like, he doesn't understand that this is how I am. And, like, everyone gets on my nerves when I travel. It's not just him.
Okay.
Like, not against him.
All right.
Yeah, nothing personal.
Okay. So you're right. A monster is what you're telling me. Like, you're just the worst.
Sure, if that's how you want to put it. It's really just that I'm particular. I know this, and it's like, it's probably just something that he's not ready for, I feel like.
And you think we can offer him this date and, like, hopefully clean stuff up for him?
Ideally, that's what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
Right. I love that kind of hope. We will see if it pays off.
We'll see.
We're going to talk to Vince coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, I know.
A monster.
I know we use the word monster to describe.
I know, that's not the worst.
I don't think it can be that bad.
No, she has
a self-awareness,
yeah.
Which makes me think maybe that's not the problem.
Right.
Like, he was getting on her nerves. Maybe she was also getting on his nerves.
Yeah,
there's just a lot of friction there. But something else has to be at play because people are usually not at their best.
That is a thing.
When traveling.
I'm dead serious. That is a thing.
It does tend to bring out the worst in people.
Very common. Very, very common.
So let's get Vince on the line, figure out what's going on for real. I think we've got him lined up. Hey, is this Vince?
Yeah, what's up?
Vince, hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
You're who?
Not important, but we are a radio show.
Right.
You want a prize, maybe, Vince. We give away this date night package where you would get to pick, like, everything you want to do and where you go and all of it. We pay for everything, which sounds pretty good, right?
You guess call people out of the blue.
No.
It would seem that way to you, but you were actually entered by someone else, and that someone else is the person that you would have to take on the date with you, okay? It's our only requirement, our only catch, if you want to call it that. But you do know this person. I think you guys took a road trip recently. Maybe an ill-fated road trip, but a road trip nonetheless. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Is it Carol?
Nailed it, man.
It is.
Now, I think she entered you because she was feeling bad about, man, I don't know, like how she... is.
Yeah. So I'm not really like that all the time.
Okay, fair.
Sorry. Honestly, it just happens that way sometimes. You can ask everyone else. This is just like how I get. Honestly, I'm sorry.
This is just how I am.
It's bad circumstances.
She told us, Vince, when she's traveling.
Good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. She's on the phone. That's part of the whole experience. Surprise!
Okay. A friend warned me about that, man. I thought they were exaggerating, but it's a whole thing. And I knew it was going to get weird before we left because I'd never seen anything like this in my life, you know?
Okay. Oh, my God. Like, it was that bad?
It was weird. All right. So I picked her up, and she brings all her stuff out. We load it up, and she sprints back inside because she says she needs to unplug something. But like 10 minutes later, she's still in there, so I jump in to check on her. And she's unplugging literally every appliance there, like TVs, lamps, microwaves, all of it. And she even unplugged the fridge. Like,
Okay.
But here's the deal. I'm not trying to have an electrical fire. Like, I'm going to be safe rather than sorry. But
that's really safe. Fire. Like, what on earth?
Here's the deal. No, there's an explanation, okay? When I was a kid, my house literally burned down because of an electrical fire.
God.
Like, all of it. Yes.
Really?
Wow. Wait, for real?
Yes. No, literally. Like, I mean, thank God, like, we got out and we survived, but the house literally burned down, everything we owned, so... It was pretty traumatizing, and I'm not rolling the dice. So, like, I mean, I could not do it, but then this is all I'm going to think about the whole time when I'm away.
Well, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't it make it worse? Like, it's not helping fix the problem. You're just growing this wild phobia in your head. Like, so what, you'll panic about it for a few times? It will get better, right? I mean, is this
no, it's not going to just like get better, okay? I literally just told you that, like, if I don't do these things, I panic and it makes the worry worse. I have to do these things so I don't freak out every time I leave the house.
You're just going to deal with this for the rest of your life? Just that's nuts.
But like, what does it hurt, right? Like, who am I hurting by doing this? Like, let me do what I need to do.
Look, I mean, do you want to see what people think? I mean, maybe you're right. Like, I mean, you've obviously had a wild experience with this. I mean, whether it helps or not, maybe it's just a thing.
Oh, yeah. No. I know I'm right. I mean, let's get that at least straight for now. Like, I know I'm right.
Okay. All right.
So as far as the date goes, what are we thinking, Vince? You think this is strange, but is this something that you don't see yourself overcoming or what?
I mean, it's in town, right?
The date?
If we could keep it in town... I'll give her a shot.
We would prefer
that is one of the things we like to
hear. We're not
made
out of money, Vince.
Okay, like, hang on the line, guys. It'll work this out.